Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. This year has truly been a blessing. And as we conclude our last message of the year, we pray that the Lord bless you this upcoming year as you listen to Minutes of Truth. Our message today will be entitled, The Principles of God's Word. As you already know, the Bible does not have a direct command for every question in life, but the Bible does have principles that apply to every question in your life. There are four questions that I want you to ask yourself when deciding what the Bible says on an issue. Before you take any action, you should always consult the Lord to see if it's the right thing to do. I would like to start with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. It reads as follows. It says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." That is so important. As you see that first part there, it says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient." That means profitable. That means you shouldn't be getting involved in anything that is not going to help you to become a better Christian, maybe a better friend, a better husband, or whatever. It should make you better. So, yeah, the Bible doesn't say you can't do this or you can't do that, but the thing that you're getting into, is it going to be profitable for you in the long run? Don't just think short term. Think long run here. And the next part of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 12 says, "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." That means the Bible didn't say you can't do it, but it says, will it enslave you by doing this particular act? So God's word says doesn't say anything about whether you shouldn't do it or not, but in doing it, are you going to be enslaved into some type of sin or something that's taking your eye off God? And anything that takes our eyes off God becomes an idol unto us. The next thing that you should ask yourself is, will it cause someone else to stumble? 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 to 13 gives the third guideline for knowing right from wrong. In this passage, the principle is not to do things that will cause someone else to stumble. The Apostle Paul had a strong faith. He knew there were only one God. He knew God had given him freedom to eat certain meats. But if it made others fall, he would not eat the meat. Wow. In other words, if you're about to do something and it's going to cause someone else to stumble, you probably should not do it. That's what Paul was trying to show us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 to 13. What effects will you have on doing this act or this decision? Will it affect the other person? Lastly, but certainly not least, 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Can this activity glorify God in some way? That is going to be your deciding factor is, hey, I'm about to do this thing. Will it bring glory and honor unto God? That will be your question. So remember this, when you're trying to decide whether it's right or wrong, think about these four questions. And may God bless you in the upcoming year as you listen to Minutes of Truth.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.